And now it's time for Backyard and Beyond on KJAN, brought to you by Aunt Bee's in downtown Atlantic, a collection of precious things for you and yours. As Levon will have today's program right after this word from Aunt Bee's in Atlantic.
Fall is on the way and Aunt Bee's in Atlantic is ready. Hi, this is Rachel and we have tons of new jewelry and scarves to add to every outfit and an assortment of new pictures for your walls. We've expanded our card line into seasonal cards as well as some new napkins. Our flower shop is full of new plants and David will make you a special arrangement. We have a variety of unique vases to choose from. Stop in and ask Aunt Bee's about their dollar and under room where everything is a dollar or less. That's Aunt Bee's, a collection of precious things for you and yours. 243-2980 at 410 Chestnut Street in downtown Atlantic.
Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Today we're over in Marnie and it is another one of those Baxter Cycle Rallies. And we have three people here that are really involved with those. So first of all, I'm going to ask you your names.
Jesse Duenas.
And Jennifer Duenas.
David Fields.
Okay, and of course they are all involved not only with the Marnie Cycle Rally, but I understand all over the United States. So just first, what's your major job here, Jesse, to get these cycles around?
I bring in the truck, get it unloaded, and get it all prepped up for the demo event.
And cover lots of territory. And let's talk about that territory, Dave.
The territory I cover, I'm really involved in the 10 states in the Midwest, getting to dealer events, helping make sure they're prepared in advance. They got the right bikes in stock. They've done a lot of some marketing and advertising to bring customers in to let them know about the rally. Not much of an issue here at Baxter because he's got the same rally going on for 30 years now. So it's really a great event and lots of customers coming in year after year.
So you just get to cover those 10 states, but these truck drivers get to cover a lot of states, right?
Yes, we do. We are here again in Marnie, Iowa. Our next stop is in Salt Lake. We'll be over at Miller Motorsports weekend of Labor Day weekend, actually. So it's pretty fun going all over the country.
So you go to all the states you can drive to, right? You don't get to go to Hawaii or to Alaska on these trips?
No, unfortunately not. It'd be nice, but yeah. No.
So what's your major job?
I take care of the registrations, make sure I get everybody booked from the bikes that they prefer to ride, and just pretty much take all the names and send it off to the corporate office.
You get to do the paperwork, it sounds like, to me. So now, Jesse, I understand in addition to trucking all these great cycles around, you also have to do a little presentation at these rallies. Tell us about that.
Well, this is the first time I've ever done a presentation for Triumph. So.
For the radio, but I understand you have to talk a lot about safety to folks.
Yep. We have Dave here that does the safety briefing, and he's really, really good at it. Do you want to hear the safety briefing that he gives every 15 minutes?
No. Yeah.
You give us, Jesse, a couple of important points that you give people, and then we'll get Dave to give us a couple more points.
A lot of it's safety. We have some requirements that they have to do, like, no speeding, no slingshotting, no wheelies or stoppies or burnouts. And you have to have all the proper gear, helmet, gloves, DOT-approved helmet, gloves, and closed-toe shoes and long pants.
And, of course, this involves those trial runs, right? People get to come and try these new Triumph motorcycles? How exciting. So what else do they need to know, Dave?
You know what? Mostly you want to have them relax and have a little bit of fun. Get a good experience with the bike, to see what it's about. Test rides are about selling bikes, not necessarily today, but next week, next month, next year. They have a great experience, enjoy the bike, and really like the dealership. We're just setting the stage for future sales. That's what these events are about, is really appreciating your customers.
So how far do they get to ride?
They're going about 12 miles. Takes about 15 to 20 minutes. We run towards Atlantic and back on Highway 83.
Now, they don't just get to go anywhere they want to, right? You have a little guidance in that system.
Exactly. We have some leading trail riders, some local MSF instructors that do safety training for motorcyclists all throughout the summer. They come in and help out for the weekend. So we have some staff who really know what they're doing in running a nice, safe demo route.
Uh-huh. Okay. How many different varieties, I guess that's the word I want to say, or kinds of bikes do they get to ride while they're here? Do you have several different varieties?
We break our bikes down into segments or classes. Within that, we have our modern classic bikes, a lot of the nostalgia that people are used to seeing with the Triumph brand back from the 50s and 60s. They have styling cues from back then, but a lot of modern technology that's built into the bike. So the modern classics, we have the urban sport bikes, a lot of the kind of things that people see with the full fairings and crotch rockets, what they call a lot of those bikes. Touring bikes, laid-back cruisers, and adventure touring is a new segment for us we're going into this year.
Well, so now, your friend here that just says she does all the paperwork, do you ride the motorcycles?
It's funny you asked that question. Up until yesterday or the other day, I just started riding a 50cc Yamaha out here in the field across Baxter's yard. But currently I don't have a motorcycle endorsement, Hopefully in the future.
Okay, because it seems to me that gives you, I sort of could get excited about it. Never ridden one, but it gives you a lot of freedom kind of to see what's going on around you. What kind of react to that?
It does. It actually looks kind of fun. And, one of these days when I get time, when we go home, hopefully, I'll learn how to ride, take the course, the MSF course, and hopefully learn how to ride. But it does look like a lot of freedom, like you said.
Where do you live?
We live in Florida. Yeah, Coco. We're about 45 miles south of Daytona.
So how often do you get to be home? You're touring all 48 states. Do you get to spend much time at home?
During the winter, we do. Other than that, the company flies us home, a couple times a year during the holidays. So not much, but it's fun.
Well, you certainly get to see a lot of different country. And I'm thinking, just like here, you do go back to a lot of the same places and kind of get really acquainted with people and see them again the next year?
Yes, we do. We do get to go to a lot of places, same dealerships, a couple of years at a time. But this one, Baxter, again, is one of the ones that is great because, people come from everywhere and they know you. They still know you from a few years back.
Dave, what about your riding experience?
I've been riding. I brought my first bike home about 2 weeks after I graduated from high school. And I'm 41, so if you do the math, it's been almost 20 years I've been riding.
And a few changes in the bikes during that time?
A few changes. A lot more modern items on the bikes. Things like ABS brakes are a lot more common than they used to be, becoming more standard on some models. But all in all, I've still got some of the bikes I bought back when I was a teenager. I've bought bikes but never sold them.
You have some almost antiques. I shouldn't say that, should I?
My oldest bike is a 1984.
Oh, okay.
So it's a classic at this point, but not an antique.
And do you travel a lot of the country on your bike? I mean, you're traveling in the truck and you're traveling to rallies, but just out there on your own, do you do much traveling?
My traveling for work is usually in a pickup truck most of the time. But I do get the opportunity to get out to events like Sturgis and get to ride back. I live in Minneapolis, so riding from Sturgis back to Minneapolis was just a fun event. I get to ride to some dealers. I'll go as far as Chicago on a bike. But if it's too much, I've got to take stuff with me when I travel to visit dealers for my regular job. I've got to have a lot more stuff with me, my clothes, my computer, all the other things I would take around with me.
Well, just for a minute, I want you to turn around and think about the people that are not on the bikes but are in the vans and the pickups and the cars. What do we need to do to help you be safer and help keep everybody safe? Do you have some things that maybe pet peeves, things that people need to watch out for?
A lot of people, one of the things that I really hate is when someone follows too closely behind a motorcycle. Tailgating with a motorcycle, when they can stop so much faster than a car can, and there's no reason for it. And that, along with not noticing or not paying attention to the bikes around them, a lot of guys have a lot of reflective materials, high visibility colors. Motorcycles can sneak up on you a lot faster than a car might, and they're not very big. Just keeping your awareness around there and looking to see where the bikes are is a big part of it.
I think this not being aware because a car or van looks so much bigger and here's this motorcycle. Or bicycles, we need to think of them too.
Yep.
We just don't think about that very well, I think, sometimes. And like you say, it kind of sneaks up on us. But those people in the cars, the vans, have a little more protection than you guys do.
Yeah, quite a bit. I usually like to make sure I have all my safety gear on. I always have a good designed motorcycle jacket with armor built into it for elbows and shoulders, back protection, helmet, and gloves with a lot of impact resistance to them. It's important to have good gear.
And a good helmet?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I'm a full-faced helmet guy. I do have a half helmet that I use occasionally, but I don't like getting hit in the face with rocks and bugs and a lot of grasshoppers this year.
Yeah. And it seems like this year I've seen more people without helmets. I'm going, I thought they were supposed to be wearing helmets, but I guess it depends on the state whether that's a law or not. Do you have a good-fitting helmet yet?
I do, actually. I have an Arai. I've actually, it's probably outdated now. I've had it since 06, and it's about 5 years old now. So I hardly use it just because I'm hardly on the back of a bike, but, you know, maybe it's time for a new one.
Yeah, probably. And I'm guessing you know just where you could get one in a lot of different states. We want to thank both of you, and Jesse, too. He had took the opportunity to kind of take off for visiting with us. And thanks for coming to Marnie and being a part of this rally. Until next time, just remember to watch out for all those two-wheelers, no matter the size, shape, or speed.
Fall is on the way, and Aunt Bee's in Atlantic is ready. Hi, this is Rachel, and we have tons of new jewelry and scarves to add to every outfit, and an assortment of new pictures for your walls. We've expanded our card line into seasonal cards as well as some new napkins. Our flower shop is full of new plants, and David will make you a special arrangement. We have a variety of unique vases to choose from. Stop in and ask Aunt Bee's about their dollar and under room, where everything is a dollar or less. That's Aunt Bee's, a collection of precious things for you and yours. 243-2980 at 410 Chestnut Street in downtown Atlantic.
And glad you could join us this morning on Backyard and Beyond with LaVonna Blenigan, brought to you by Aunt Bee's at 410 Chestnut Street in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call, 243-2980. And a reminder, you can find a podcast of Backyard and Beyond online at kjan.com.